Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am doing awesome. And the reason I'm doing awesome is I got my bottle of Zymitol. You can hear it there. I'm jiggling it.
Excellent sound.
And I have to tell you that I immediately noticed a difference. As you know, I like to go for walks.
Yes.
And the time of day that I tend to find I'm kind of at a low, my low energy time of day is between like 1 or 2 in the afternoon and 3 or 4.
Yes.
And I think it was the second or third day after I had started taking the Zymitol, I went for a walk, and it was about that time of day. So normally it's kind of, you know, you're sort of just dragging yourself around the park, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like chipper, and my whole body just felt good. And
isn't
I don't know.
Nice? Isn't it nice to feel good?
Oh, it was just great. And I thought, wow, like this is really, really interesting. And,
you know, I want to say many people forget what it feels like. You know, like when you're 50, 25 is a long time ago.
Yes.
When was it last time you felt this good, right?
That's exactly right. And, yeah, I was just like, I thought, wow, this feels really good. And I continued to have that really good feeling as I've been taking it.
Yeah.
And
this is what I say when this is what it feels like when the enzyme cascade gets activated. It has different names, you know. Some people call it the loading period. Some people call it the activation dose. Some people call it just, you know, the enzyme cascade activation.
Right.
It amounts to the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and after our conversation in our last podcast with Patrick, I did something that I don't normally do, and I think that it's really kind of important that we talk a little bit about it, because when I read the instructions, what it says is recommended as a dietary supplement, one capsule with 8 ounces of liquid water, eight fluid ounces of water, 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And so normally what I would have done was take one 3 times a day. But because of what Patrick told us last time, I thought, okay, I'm going to take three. So I've been taking 3 or 4 3 times a day, right?
Good.
And I think that's why I saw such a difference in the beginning, because I'm thinking, you know, if I just had taken one, I mean, I'm pretty sure that my enzyme deficiency is about as deficient as it can get, right?
Well,
you know,
I'm
50
know.
Years old, and
you know, you're not as far down as you think, but I acknowledge that, you know, after you've lived your whole life in the ordinary North American culture, up until, what, last 2 years when you became awake to the alternative health?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have built a deficit. There's no doubt about it. You
right.
have built a fairly large deficit.
Yeah, so like an ordinary, normal human being, right, who's just learning about this as I am for the first time, I mean, the reason that I would only take one is because, you know, when you go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription, it's like, you take, you know, you do exactly, it's like compliance that Patrick was talking about, right?
Right.
If you do exactly as we say, this is good. And, of course, if you're taking some of these medications that people
you know, if you take a heart medication or blood pressure medication.
You don't take 5 times what the doctor says, right?
Absolutely not, no, because, you know, if you take, whatever it is, if it's a pharmaceutical drug, you follow the prescription, because 3 times prescription could be lethal. Those things are fairly narrow tolerances because they are poisons.
Exactly, exactly.
But that's
so
the case with enzymes.
Yeah, and I think probably there are some like vitamin supplements and iron and different things too that you can get as a supplement that you have to be careful.
Oh,
not
absolutely. That there are herbs that you can easily overdose and create trouble with, and especially concentrated products such as vitamins and minerals. They could do it. You
right.
know, like potassium, for instance. You know, the thing you just described that you get tired in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually oftentimes potassium deficiency. So
You
would probably give yourself a huge favor if you took some potassium, either chloride or gluconate, sometime around lunchtime. However, potassium pentothal is what we use to kill prisoners with, you know. I mean, if you put in too much potassium into the bloodstream, the heart stops and the person dies.
Right.
So, you know, careful there.
So something like xylitol, I mean, and so I look at something like xylitol and I think, okay, it doesn't seem to be an upper, I mean,
there is like, not an upper limit on enzymes, and let me explain that. These things are simply proteins that activate other proteins' function. There is no toxic level on it. The only way you would know you have overdosed on enzymes is this way. Do you recall eating raw pineapple?
Yes.
Do you remember that feeling, that tingly feeling it leaves in your mouth as if somebody peeled the inside of your cheeks?
Yes, and I always wondered about that.
That's bromelain and, most likely bromelain in the pineapple.
Yeah.
And it's the feeling of the tissue, of the soft tissue of the inside of your cheek being digested by the enzyme. There's so much of that enzyme there that it actually starts eating into the flesh.
Mm.
I mean, it's not that hard, but that's what's going on. It's peeling the top layer of your mouth.
Okay, now you just will gross me out, Martin.
Oh, come on.
My pineapple is eating me.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, so Scott, if you were starting to experience that feeling in your anus.
Okay.
That is a sure sign that there is undigested enzyme making it all the way to the down bottom end.
Oh, I see. And that's the indication.
That's a sure sign of overdosing of enzymes.
And that would probably, you'd probably be having to eat like a whole bottle of xylitol a day for a week to get anywhere near that.
That's right. I doubt that you could ever achieve that in your lifetime.
Well, I have no intention of trying.
Right. But anyway, so, you know, if there is some volunteer out there who wants to buy a 200 bottle of xylitol and eat it in 3 days,
go for it.
Anybody who's ready.
Well, and the other reason why you couldn't do it is you have to, it says like with 8 ounces of water, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, you'd be drinking an awful lot of water.
Well, what they're trying to say is you want to wash that enzyme into your stomach and through. Remember, it says also to eat it 20 minutes before meals?
Yeah.
If you take this enzyme with meals, it will expend most of its energy digesting the food that's in your stomach.
Mm.
If you take it before meals and it goes through the stomach into the intestine, it will be absorbed and it will do most of its work systemically in your overall tissues, everywhere else in the body.
Right.
There are the cool. Two benefits that this particular enzyme can be used for.
Right.
We were talking about lipolon earlier when Patrick was explaining that if you take it with meals, it digests the fats that's in the food. If you take it ahead of meals, it will digest the fats that's in your body. This xylitol has similar properties, but it addresses different aspects. So it doesn't go after fat; it goes after proteins.
What we're saying here is when you get something like xylitol, the best way to do it is to kind of load your body. So take more than the minimum. In this particular case, I'm taking 3 to 4 capsules 3 times a day.
So you're doing 12 or so a day. Great.
Right. Yes. But you were telling me about someone who's taking a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, my friend Deborah. She starts as a customer. We're now friends. This is a lady that's somewhere in her late 30s, I believe. And she's in the entertainment industry, and she's needing to look good, feel good. You know, she's really dependent on, her career is dependent on her doing good, right?
Right, and looking good.
Oh, yeah, in the physical sense. Anyway, so she was asking, what am I to do? What am I to do? I says, well, you know, scar tissue, fat tissue, tiredness, take xylitol. She's taking 30 a day. That means 10 capsules 3 times a day. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, gasp away. That means what? 10 times as much as the bottle says, right?
Yes.
Well, anyway, so she says, Martin, you have no idea how hard I'm able to exercise, and I don't feel a pain. Like, I can't tear my muscles, and my body shape is changing so fast. It's amazing. I just want you to know that I'm just so pleased and so impressed, and I just love it.
That is great.
And so I said, well, can you afford this? And she says, well, for a while. And this is a good thing, you know. She needs to load up. There's this loading period, which typically takes about a month to 6 weeks, where you just need to take lots of it to have the initial deficit that you've accumulated for all these years to fill the hole, so to speak. And then you can go on maintenance dose. So it's not going to continue to be this expensive to feel this good.
Right. And, you know, if it really is like the key to staying in your 20s, right?
Yes.
It's certainly worth checking it out and trying it out. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. I think you just can't lose, right?
Yeah, well, I yeah, why wouldn't you want to feel good? It's tough. It's tough sell.
So
feel good, not feel good. You know,
you mentioned something that I had never thought of before with this friend of yours in New York, and that is she's exercising, obviously extremely active.
Yeah.
And so this is something that anyone who's athletic or wants to be, you know, let's say a world-class athlete or something like that should be really looking at.
Well, absolutely. Well, the Thymitol specifically is formulated to go after fibrin, which is the tissue that is forming scars. When you go into the gym, or never mind the gym, when you exert yourself, when you really push your muscles, you cause micro tears in the muscle fibers.
Yeah.
And then the healing of that is the pain you feel the next day or the next 2-3 days after the exertion.
Right, so what we would call the lactic acid or the...
No, lactic acid is what happens right away. Lactic acid is what you feel that you do, that your limbs are like made out of lead. You can't move.
Oh, I see.
It's just pain. That's the physical instant pain you feel during the exercise. But it doesn't take the body too long to get rid of the lactic acid. What we're talking about is now the third and fourth day when you feel really sore. You know, you try to get up and you just can't. Or try to walk down the stairs after you've gone hiking and you need to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, or say like both my sons like to snowboard and the other one likes to ride his bike on these jumps in this park.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, missed one jump and landed in the mud and for 2 days was sore ribs and sore arms and sore legs and could barely get up.
Yeah.
So those sort of injuries.
If you pull a muscle, that's scar tissue, what's starting to form there as a means of repairing it. So if you have a lot of this enzyme on hand at the same time, the scarring doesn't happen. So you can just go right back to hard exercise.
Wow.
It does away with recovery. You know, like normally hard training athletes don't have a problem working out hard. What they have a problem with is going back to it because they're so sore the next day.
Right. Recovery time is so important.
Yeah. So what we do is with these enzymes, we naturally, and, you know, without any detection by any of these banned substance detectors, are able to put them back into training again.
Wow. There's a whole other use for this that I'd never even thought of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we could get our Olympic athletes onto it, they would do really, really well.
Hmm.
And some do, you know, some don't. Anyway, so here goes. But it's, you know, this big bottle of Thymitol, that's $180, you know.
Well, it's 630 capsules.
Right.
I mean, if you go down and you look at the grocery store and there's 60 capsules and it's whatever it is, I mean.
Oh, it's an excellent value in for what it is. What I'm trying to say is, okay, well, $180, that's $6 a day, right?
Mm-hmm. So one visit to Starbucks.
Is your coffee habit now $6?
Well, the coffee habit and the, you know, the cinnamon bun.
Oh, the bun. Oh, yes, of course. The biscotti on top of it. Oh,
that's right. I mean, you don't just go there and have a coffee. You have a coffee, and then you have one of those big, gooey, sweet, yummy...
Okay, forget it.
...things that they have in the, beside the coffee, right?
All right.
So I think I'd be much better off not doing that and taking the Thymitol.
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay. So let's just put it out there. Would you like to feel like hell after you've had a moment of oral pleasures?
That's right. The sugar rush.
Yeah, the sugar rush, and it feels wonderful in your mouth as you're chewing on it and all that. Or would you rather have the other 23.7 hours? You're feeling like you're 25.
That's right.
Okay.
Hard choice for most of us. You realize that, Martin?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I sympathize with you. Now, you mentioned water, okay? You mentioned that there needs to be water drunk with Zymitol. Well, with anything, right?
Yes.
There isn't just water and water and water. They're not all made equal. Water is really not understood well, because first of all, most of the bottled water that is sold in stores, you know, like the Aquafina or the Dasani or all of that, Aquafina is the Pepsi water and Dasani is the Coca-Cola water. I mean, Coke. I don't know, what is the company called? Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah. So there's a hint right there.
Well, what you're buying there is the Coca-Cola minus the syrup. I mean, it's the same water, just without the brown stuff.
Exactly.
But anyway, without getting on that bandwagon, what I want to say is this. Your body utilizes water in two ways. One as irrigation, and the other one is hydration. The irrigation, that's water that you put into your digestive system, and it comes out of you through the natural ways. The hydration is the water actually goes inside of the cell. It not only washes through you, but it actually enters into the cell through this mechanism called aquaporin, which takes the water molecules one at a time through the cell.
So one H2O molecule?
Yes, one H2O through one at a time, sort of like a string of beads.
Okay.
Like
I'm with you. I understand what that looks like.
Yeah, a string of beads going through this opening called the aquaporin channel, where
that goes into the cell?
Yeah, inside it.
And now does water leave the cell then, or?
Same way.
Same way.
Yeah.
So you need to have fresh water going into your cells if you
want
to
have. Right, you need hydration, because the water is the carrier for a lot of stuff. It dissolves anything that's water-soluble, and it moves in with the nutrients and out for the toxins.
And we want the toxins out of our cells.
Absolutely, need that.
Okay.
So what happens is that water that's industrially processed, well, water naturally forms hydrogen bonds. The H2O is actually the hydrion and hydroxyl, meaning the H is the negative end and OH is the positive end, I hope I said it right, of the water molecule. And it tends to connect with other things, and especially to connect to other molecules of water. I think I already used that metaphor before. It's sort of like kindergarten kids walking, holding hands.
Yeah.
You know, like little huddles. And that's what these water molecules do. They like to attach to each other.
They're very social.
And they form clusters. And these clusters can be anything from 6 to 200 molecules in size.
So we're looking at like a ping, if we'd use the analogy of a ping pong ball.
Yeah,
right, as one molecule, then you could have 10 or 15 or 20 ping pong balls like glued together.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, like grapes on a stem, you know.
Okay. Unfortunately, grapes on a stem won't go into the cell. Only one grape would go into the cell.
That's right. So you need to actually pull the grape off of the stem to get it through, or you need to unstick the molecule out of the cluster.
Right.
So there is some amount of energy that the body has to expend on getting the water separated. So if we drink water that's already in this separated, unconnected state, we get much better hydration from it. And this is when they talk about clustered water. It should be really called unclustered or declustered water, because those are smaller clusters as opposed to bigger clusters. And this water is... Well, there are better waters than others, and we sell all kinds of devices that actually help the water to separate. They removed those bonds out of the liquid, And these devices could be something like the precious brills, which is a very simple bag of ceramics you could put in a jug of water. Or it could be something like the magnetic plate, like the ADR4 from ADR Systems, which you can just set under the glass of water. Or go with some fancier water.
So tell me a little bit more about some of these fancier waters.
Well, one of the products that we have is formulated by a quantum physicist. His name is Dan Nelson, and he calls it time-back water. He's developed a laser that operates near the ultraviolet end of the spectrum, and using this laser, he's able to essentially insert order into water.
Wow.
He calls it time-back because it's reversing the second law of thermodynamics, where it says everything will go from organized to disorganized.
So he's taking it from disorganized and organizing it.
Yes, that's right. And what he's doing is he's able to, number one, make smaller clusters, and number two, actually program some information fields into it in a similar way as homeopathy would end up leaving information fields in water.
Huh. And like Dr. Emoto talks an awful lot about that in...
Yes, in his book.
In
his book and his research and his videos. What the Bleep Do We Know was the movie where he was made quite famous in the West.
Right.
Where he was showing how they're freezing these crystals.
And the different thought patterns that went into the water.
Right. And so that the vibrational aspect, just the thought or emotion that goes into it will affect the outcome of the physical organization of the water as evidenced in the form of that the crystal is shaping.
Right.
Yeah. And so what he was showing is that you get great symmetry in positive thought forms and you get asymmetry in negative thought forms.
Right. So this Timback water, Timeback water, I see.
Yeah, it's a funny spelling, T-Y-M-B-A-K.
Right, I just got it now.
It's time back.
Time back water. So it actually puts information, rather than necessarily thinking good thoughts about your water, it actually already is in the water.
Yes, he already technically pumps in these information fields. And what he pumps into the water is the blueprint of the 35 isotopes that the human body requires in order to function correctly. For instance, in the case of calcium, there are multiple isotopes of it. There's a different isotope of calcium that you need for the enamel in your teeth versus the calcium that you need for the bone in your leg.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. There are about 7 different isotopes of calcium, if I remember this conversation correctly. We have it detailed on the website in an interview that Dan Nelson recorded a while back, where he was trying to explain all the science behind it. It's actually quite fascinating, but you don't need to understand all of this. Sort of like you don't need to understand how a combustion engine works to drive the car.
Or the light switch works to turn on your lights.
Right. You don't understand the electrons, that's okay, just read. Well, similarly with this water, what you do is you get this bottle of the concentrate, you take 2 ounces of the concentrate and put it into a gallon of decent quality water, something filtered anyway, and it will affect the whole gallon, and you drink that slowly, 4 to 8 ounces at a time. And it will change the hydration picture of your body. I mean, I've demonstrated it on myself, that it was so unmistakable when I started drinking that water, how much of an effect it had on me. I had I was born with a particular fault, a congenital heart issue. And sure enough, I started drinking more of the water than I should have. And within 3 days, I started hurting in that very spot where that fault is.
Oh, yes.
I could just feel this water just digging and healing right at that one spot.
Hmm.
And it was not comfortable. So
don't overdo the water, right?
yeah, in this case, more is not necessarily better.
Unless you want to have a healing crisis.
Yeah, that's right.
And you don't need to. I mean, we can do this in a nice, gentle way. We don't have
right.
to do it in a way that causes us
right.
more
now,
stress.
So this is different from what we were saying about the enzymes, because with the enzymes, if you go slow and gentle, it's going to take you a year and a half before you build up the to the end of the deficit you had.
Right, right.
So it's, I guess, slow and steady is not always applicable to all situations.
Well, we're all individuals, and we all have individual needs, and our bodies are the same way, right? Different aspects of the body needs different things in
yeah.
different ways.
Oh, gosh, yes. I advocate that to everybody. Please listen to your body. If it's telling you that this is not right, stop.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, this has been just absolutely fascinating, from the talking about the Zymeetol and my own experiences and your friend's experience and yours, and then getting into water, which I think is just so crucial to having a healthy life. So,
indeed. Yes, it's always the basics.
It's always, that's right. We always get back to the basics, don't we?
Yes, we do. Okay, folks, just remember, it's not complicated, and it's, you know, just do the right things, and do the right things more of the time than you do the wrong things, you know?
That's right.
It doesn't have to be 99 to 1. It just, you know, 60 to 40 is good enough.
That's right. That's right. So if somebody wants to know more about the Time Back Water or the Zymeetol, on our podcast show notes page at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, I'll have links to both of them plus a little more information for you there. And so people that are interested in knowing more about it or actually trying it out, you know, you've got nothing to lose, right?
A little bit of money, but I promise you that it's not wasted.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome. And if you want to delve into more articles on water and on Zymeetol and enzymes and that sort of thing, you can head over to the Life Enthusiast Co-op website, which is www.life-enthusiast.com. And there's all types of information on alternative health and the things you can do to improve your health there.
Yes, indeed. And if you feel like having some specific point addressed, give us a call. We're at 1-866-543-3388.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for sharing some great information with me and our listeners and I, Martin. I appreciate that. And we appreciate everybody taking time out of their busy day to join us as well. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.